Part 1. Listen to a conversation about the main steps in creating a compost pile and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. For questions 1, 5, you will hear the conversation twice.
Mum, there's lots of rubbish in the garden. Should I put it in the bin?
Don't, Mark. I'm making a compost pile.
From rubbish?
Yes. The best way to build a compost pile is by using things we often throw away after cooking or things we burn in the garden.
Really? I didn't know that.
Here. I've cleared a space in the garden and built the base layer of straw and twigs. Let's make the compost pile together. We can start by spreading brown materials on the ground. I've collected some old newspapers and dry leaves for this layer.
Like this?
Yes. Then add another layer. But this time we'll use green materials.
Do you mean the grass clippings?
Yes. Please also add this bag of household waste, including vegetable scraps, fruit peels, and used tea. They are also part of the green materials.
And then?
Add a thin layer of soil.
Like this?
Yes. Now water everything.
Done. What's next, Mum?
Repeat these steps and add more layers, brown and green, then more soil and water.
Is that all?
No. Once a week, you'll need to turn the compost pile and water it. We'll continue until it turns soft and dark brown.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But it's worth it. Look at my lovely flowers and healthy plants.
So that's your secret for having the best garden in the neighbourhood?
Yes, by using compost, we can not only avoid chemical fertilisers, but also reuse our household and garden waste instead of sending it to the landfill.
That's right. And composting is a great way to go green. Here, let me help you.
Now listen again.
Mum, there's lots of rubbish in the garden. Should I put it in the bin?
Don't, Mark. I'm making a compost pile.
From rubbish?
Yes. The best way to build a compost pile is by using things we often throw away after cooking or things we burn in the garden.
Really? I didn't know that.
Here. I've cleared a space in the garden and built the base layer of straw and twigs. Let's make the compost pile together. We can start by spreading brown materials on the ground. I've collected some old newspapers and dry leaves for this layer.
Like this?
Yes. Then add another layer. But this time we'll use green materials.
Do you mean the grass clippings?
Yes. Please also add this bag of household waste, including vegetable scraps, fruit peels, and used tea. They are also part of the green materials.
And then?
Add a thin layer of soil.
Like this?
Yes. Now water everything.
Done. What's next, Mum?
Repeat these steps and add more layers, brown and green, then more soil and water.
Is that all?
No. Once a week, you'll need to turn the compost pile and water it. We'll continue until it turns soft and dark brown.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But it's worth it. Look at my lovely flowers and healthy plants.
So that's your secret for having the best garden in the neighbourhood?
Yes, by using compost, we can not only avoid chemical fertilisers, but also reuse our household and garden waste instead of sending it to the landfill.
That's right. And composting is a great way to go green. Here, let me help you.
Part 2. Listen to the conversation again and choose the best answer. For questions 6 to 10, you will hear the conversation twice.
Mum, there's lots of rubbish in the garden. Should I put it in the bin?
Don't, Mark. I'm making a compost pile.
From rubbish?
Yes. The best way to build a compost pile is by using things we often throw away after cooking or things we burn in the garden.
Really? I didn't know that.
Here, I've cleared a space in the garden and built the base layer of straw and twigs. Let's make the compost pile together. We can start by spreading brown materials on the ground. I've collected some old newspapers and dry leaves for this layer.
Like this?
Yes. Then add another layer. But this time we'll use green materials.
Do you mean the grass clippings?
Yes. Please also add this bag of household waste, including vegetable scraps, fruit peels, and used tea. They are also part of the green materials.
And then?
Add a thin layer of soil.
Like this?
Yes. Now water everything.
Done. What's next, Mum?
Repeat these steps and add more layers, brown and green, then more soil and water.
Is that all?
No. Once a week, you'll need to turn the compost pile and water it. We'll continue until it turns soft and dark brown.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But it's worth it. Look at my lovely flowers and healthy plants.
So that's your secret for having the best garden in the neighbourhood?
Yes, by using compost, we can not only avoid chemical fertilisers, but also reuse our household and garden waste instead of sending it to the landfill.
That's right. And composting is a great way to go green. Here, let me help you.
Now listen again.
Mum, there's lots of rubbish in the garden. Should I put it in the bin?
Don't, Mark. I'm making a compost pile.
From rubbish?
Yes. The best way to build a compost pile is by using things we often throw away after cooking or things we burn in the garden.
Really? I didn't know that.
Here, I've cleared a space in the garden and built the base layer of straw and twigs. Let's make the compost pile together. We can start by spreading brown materials on the ground. I've collected some old newspapers and dry leaves for this layer.
Like this?
Yes. Then add another layer. But this time we'll use green materials.
Do you mean the grass clippings?
Yes. Please also add this bag of household waste, including vegetable scraps, fruit peels, and used tea. They are also part of the green materials.
And then?
Add a thin layer of soil.
Like this?
Yes. Now water everything.
Done. What's next, Mum?
Repeat these steps and add more layers, brown and green, then more soil and water.
Is that all?
No. Once a week, you'll need to turn the compost pile and water it. We'll continue until it turns soft and dark brown.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But it's worth it. Look at my lovely flowers and healthy plants.
So that's your secret for having the best garden in the neighbourhood.
Yes, by using compost, we can not only avoid chemical fertilisers, but also reuse our household and garden waste instead of sending it to the landfill.
That's right. And composting is a great way to go green. Here, let me help you.